I'd like to read most of, or a good part of, one little booklet called The Ten Lost Books of the Ten Lost Prophets. Starts off with a quote from the Zohar. Happy are those who are worthy to sing song in this world. They will be found worthy to sing it again in the world to come. This hymn is built up out of 22 engraved letters and of 10 words of creation, and all are inscribed in the holy name and are the completion and harmony of that name. First section is Return. These are three poems that deal with going forth. Let us see, is this real? Let us see, is this real, this life I am living? Ye gods who dwell everywhere, let us see, is this real, this life I am living? Pawnee War Song. Off at dawn, a seeker in the chill, wear easy clothes, soft black Italian hiking boots, well-worn sweater, Levi's, wool socks, the same reasons, my world not yet, clearly mine, I think too much, about illusion, about power's art, media's hieroglyph, Maya, my clan, the whole tribe, all haunched before TV, watching for themselves. They are ghosts squashed in loud homes, their brain wires cut with abundance. In my paper bag, a jack cheese sandwich, an orange, some sunflower seeds, traditional kickoff hitchhike pack through trees. A mountain rising above tall redwood, so many centuries old, morning haiku. Whistle into the mist, no bird answers. It's an easy dance to follow the fool. Breath on compass glass circle. Blue jay squawks, its mouth stuffed with worms. 2. Set out frail. Strengths of fiction. Worth inventing at night, lights out in a cabin. Breath of mountains frost the window. Wind moans like wolves. Set out without sails. My rudder a walking stick. Cut from the shell of a silver streak. Found in a field. Grown over with thyme and ivy. On the last trip, I had a dog. He followed, he led, he sang along. He was a good dog, good old Shep, a friend of mine. No use for him now. Poetry can't compete with it. It's wonderful. No use for him now, his brood's too big. He's tasted clover. His brown eyes settle for the life of love between his lady's black terrier thighs. No inventory of paper, no books, not even a notebook. Whenever I stop, I make a mark. Infinity poem scraped into the dust I stand upon, pee in a pile of fallen leaves. Set out again to court you, Maya, to beat you at the game, to set myself dead center in the sky arena and swap magic for magic until all your tricks and flim-flam fail you. All your beloved faces can't save me from being a fool. A fool drifts gently from the sky like feathers from the angel's wings. His fragile songs are shaped from the fire of prisms. 3, another setting forth poems for Raymond Chandler, who never came back. One dawn it happens, fading star of vision. Pack up, backpack, down old trusty mountain, old comfort cave of time, feathered with eagle down, fading comic books. All my poems safely seated in clouds, all of them sent packing downstream. One dawn it happens, simply, star of vision fades, and it's back on the road, a grass and twig ladder woven to scale the tower's side, through familiar woods. Everything is faster, the movie sped up. Enter the city gates, faster than a cartoon. Strip off backpack, change into quick getaway sneakers, stay press, easy wash slacks. Shirt, pinstripe, wallet, car keys, token, notebook, coins, bank book, cigarettes, checks and calling cards. Up the elevator to my office. A brass key opens the door. Must of time trapped behind shut windows. Blinds drawn, faces still on file. Cipher cards, the works. Filament of brain magic stored in fireproof steel cases. Open the windows, snap the fan on, put a rubber band around the mail. My pistol on a peg, oiled, ready in its handmade rawhide holster, like a lucky, the phone rings, back in business, exhale. This is the final poem in this series of this group called Return. Notebook entry. 4 hours after midnight, drinking coffee in the bus stop coffee shop, me and the late shift short order cook, who is busy scraping grease off the fryer. We are illuminated by 1,000 bars of neon light, the color of moonlight, snowfall over mother-of-pearl formica, platoon of silver-domed sugar shakers, decorated ketchup missiles. Someone's washing dishes in the kitchen, and his labor's noise breaks the gray silence like locusts. Soon I'll be there somewhere. Dawn prepares the announcement, hills of black shadow, singed with sunrise simmer, fight back rhetoric, wrestle down poetry. The bus moves on. I can't sleep. Eyes shut, burn. I watch a dream movie, dream of woman. Hung be the heavens with black, yield day to night. Awake literature, useless data. The imagination flies out of night, a vampire. All signs, insignias of the gone moment. Perception rakes poems off the skull's floor. Reach for tattered spiral notebook, woman. Shekinah, think of monkey house chatter. Young men talking of woman day and night, of poetry, rhetoric, wrestling her down. Woman surrounds our table. Her hands are milk, roses from her fingernails. Willendorf, Venus, thus godly transit into Mamie Van Doren. The tongue turns into her burning bush. It is all return. There's no end to it. Face prepared for sunrise, feel skin oils gloss over the mask, old wolf in the window, yellow eyes, red silken tongue, lick away the powder of roads, the dust of time on the bus window, road out of my groin, no end to it, it is all returned, it is magic we want, arms and legs outstretched to hold and be held to be within the magic circle, star of man, the map. Face a woman across the table, woman as angel, as God, clouds crash against plexiglass dome, bus window, reach for the Zohar, it is a newspaper, the president's parched smile devours the headlines, threads of Aleph wiped from his mouth's edge. In a dream of flight, I'll be on the Greyhound, racing over freeway ramps, hugging the cloverleaf rails. Travel brings the circle together, leads away, and instantly too, en route. Bus riding fool, my back in pain, kidneys tight, a secret Eden of unspilled seed jiggles in my sacks, road of no end of continual journey. My puzzle teacher, glasses flashing heavenly code, had no more answers. He wished me well. This section now is called Tree. One. It's all word of mouth, gossip, what we pass on to each other, edited stuff, what we push through the mirror. Words bind the heart together with wire, hang it, its explosion marks the beginning of secrets. You can't argue with the invisible. At best, you can only see it. When you see it, what is there to talk about? Poetry is gossip, gobble of hen men. Cocks and roosters strut about in mirror suits. Not even their bright and tiny amber eyes get beyond the glare of glass before them. Two. God light shines off the mirror into my face. God light knits with light in the center of my eyes. I crash to the floor, yanked out of space. A rude and rough terror to face eternity and find eternity. Light crashing on the soft skull to cleave it, break it apart. Light works to meet light, light meets light in an arc, the world illumined, flash of God, light shines off glass, light holds my mask together. Fall into clear glass, mirror, water of dreams, crack the lens, bend the way light bends. Self pictures in time, turn to light, bent through webs of starlight, sunlight, holds me to the center holds me to the light, the circle overwhelms me with God. Three, Aleph, Beth, 231 gates of knowledge, three mothers, air, water, fire, into one mother, comes to me at dawn, blankets kick to the floor, fight off the violent dream of thighs upon my mouth. My tongue speaks into edges and folds of her flesh, salty, flower, lips, taste of the sea, taste of my own briny seed. My thumb sunk in the breasts of whales, into anemone, laced with her kelp hair, into one mother, into one prolonged instance, aleph, mem, shin, before it begins again. Next section is a group of poems dedicated to the famous Kabbalistic madman poet Abu Lafia. Start off with a quote from one of his texts that was translated by Gershon Scholem. And know the stronger the intellectual influx within thee, the weaker will become thy outer and thy inner parts. Thy whole body will be seized by an extremely strong trembling, so that thou wilt think that surely thou art about to die, because thy soul, overjoyed with its knowledge, will leave the body. And be thou ready at this moment consciously to choose death, and then thou shalt know that thou hast come far enough to receive the influx. And then, wishing to honor the glorious name by serving it with the life of body and soul, veil thy face and be afraid to look at God. Then return to the matters of the body. Rise and eat and drink a little, or refresh thyself with a pleasant odor, and restore thy spirit to its sheath until another time, and rejoice at thy lot, and know that God loveth thee. 1. Abu Lafia, you can't kid me with all this poetry business. All right, a blood thread pulls our hearts together. We're men, we suffer, we dream, we love, we sing, we suffer, we're men. Threads are skewers packed with our souls. But this poetry business, what about it? Dive into the mirror, oh my God, my head, head of my tribe, cracked in half at last, split apart, twinkly splinters, face glass shat, smashed, glazed with rainbows. Good, let's go then, let's go kiss God on the mouth. Our art, you mean the hint of it, an insignia, a passport photo. Send a river back to God and call it poetry. Stand back, comrade and cop, stand back. I've done it, say I've done it. I've sent the river back to Jah. Here, take it, wash up with it, clean the land off. No more smoke, let's all bathe in it. Our art, you mean silent, queer weirdness, offering all words, all song to God? Infinite conceit, the words rage in the white piece of paper. 2. Abu Lafia, you skunk. I see you hiding downstairs in shadows near the basement door. We ran around the block for hours looking for you. What are you trying to prove? Abu Lafia and Rikers eating French fries, 25 cents a plate, pouring silky ketchup on the greasy pyre and shaking more than enough salt and pepper on the pile. Eats with shut eyes, ah, delicacies rare kings knew. Abu Lafia, you punk, you took away your memory, ran with it down the streets, robbing your shadow from our walls. Try and snatch my girl from me. Whoever said there could ever be another woman? What book? Where? Show me. 3. Abu Lafia saunters into our living room unexpected. We're watching the tube. He laughs, calls us all blind angels, minds turning into tinfoil. A Vatican plot must see the Pope sit at his brocaded toes and read him poems, poems like Niagara Falls, drown him in song. Torments our daughters with song, with half-second flashes of paradise. Every wall they turn to is smeared with colors beyond their eyes, beyond their hands. Abu Lafia walks into the living room and turns goldfish into holy letters. The fish tank, a sacred relic, a spice chest, Pandora's sea-green slippery box holding Israel's first string forever lost choir, sings when the lid's drawn up. Hills crack apart with song. He tangles with a million mermaids. Fins, golden tails wrap around his silks and brocaded papal top hat. We are the power before there was the power, and our power is beyond words. Four. Insignia, imprint, sunspot, grows out, held back, let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go, it's nothing, it's not there. My emblem, a flag for you, we all live in the same country, my clouds, your clouds, a poem for you, fold it up, let it fly, fly it, its flight is shorter than this line. Poems are not clouds. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Then I'll read you the last poem, last section, which is called Return Again, or just Return, just to clarify the insidious order of it all. Start off with a Pawnee song. I stood there. The clouds are speaking. I say, you are the ruling power. I do not understand. I only know what I am told. You are the ruling power. You are now speaking. This power is yours, O heavens. It is there that our hearts are set in the expanse of the heavens. I'm the early morning racer and run these hills at dawn. Leaf light from splintered sun pushes through the pines. This book is the last of its kind. What have I learned? What do I know? All my work is preliminary to my work. I am possibly proud and foolish. My poems are too often frantic chants against the demon, which is the self. Fear of the demon is fear of the self. Start it all over again. Poetry, like man and woman, should renew itself constantly. I'm the early morning racer and run through the cool valley, bounded by a stream, hissing down a rocky ladder. I know how profoundly foolish my most serious words are. I've invented too many clothes to wear. I have created many dances to protect myself from movement. This book is the last of its kind. They all should be. I've tried to hold on to the haiku. It doesn't work out well. The haiku became a mountain in my head. Poetry should not betray revelation. I know how profoundly foolish my serious words are. Listen to more dicta. Sperm, blood, what is the difference? Keep dreaming. What is the same? Neither oracle or sphinx. What is poetry? I'm the early morning racer and rarely pause to wonder why I run. When I stop, my breath rages in my shell. My heart would fly free of its bounds. That's it. Thank you.